There have been accusations that the lead prosecutor in the caucus scandal case previously benefited from illegal campaign work done by state employees during regular hours. That unsubstantiated claim comes from the only lawmaker to be charged so far in the secret John Doe investigation. To clear up whether there is a possible conflict of interest, Brian Blanchard himself asked a judge to rule on the matter. At a court hearing, Blanchard's spouse says she did ask an official with the Democratic caucus for help in tracking campaign donations, but never got it.
To the best of my memory, he said, "I'll have to get back to you," and that later we had a phone conversation, I'm not quite sure when he said, "Well, I'm sorry, we can't help you."
A volunteer for the district attorney's 2000 campaign says he was sent to get voter lists from the assembly caucus, but he didn't see any state workers doing illegal campaign work and didn't think Blanchard had knowledge of any assistance his campaign may have received. Blanchard has contended the only help he got was from the Senate caucus with nomination papers. Because of that, the Dane County DA turned over that part of the John Doe probe to Milwaukee's district attorney. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.